So he was telling us about how the world is becoming more and more dependent on these artificial resources for our survival. When my guru, Srila Prabhupada, was in San Francisco, he was on a television show. And the interviewer asked him, "Swamiji, can you perform miracles?" And Srila Prabhupada said, "My miracle is that I have turned hippies into happies." He said, "These hippies are people who were born in oftentimes very wealthy, educated families, but they were so frustrated by the hypocrisy and the prejudices and the emptiness of the lifestyle of the society that they rejected everything and were doing all crazy things." The interviewer said, "Swamiji, can you explain to me what your understanding of a hippie is?" And Prabhupada turned to him. He was an American man. He said, "You know better than me." And then he answered, he said, "Something extraordinary." And then he explained how he transformed people's lives. People who were taking drugs, people who were just looking for all sorts of sexual relationships to fill the vacuum in their hearts, people who were rebelling against almost everything, sometimes just for rebellion's sake because they were so unsatisfied. He gave them a life that was so meaningful and so pure. And he explained how he did it by bringing one of the greatest gifts of India, the Maha Mantra. Because the Maha Mantra acts very similar to cellular phones. It's a vibration. When we chant Hare Krishna or any great mantra, Om, we're connecting. Just like a cell phone. If you dial a particular number, you get a particular phone. Yes? If you dial one number, you get a hotel in Thailand. If you dial another number, you get a politician's cell phone in Delhi. So according to the number you dial, you connect to someone. Well, these beautiful mantras are ways of actually connecting our consciousness to our own souls, our own eternal identity. And it connects our soul and our consciousness to God or to Krishna. Mantra is like a prayer, and our prayer, the message of our heart as we're chanting is directly communicated with Krishna, with God. It directly connects us with our own soul, and it also can directly connect us to the souls of other people. And like the mobile radio waves, we can't see it, we can't touch it, we can't feel it, but we could be transformed by it. So communication, the whole concept of cell phones is for the purpose of communication. But instead of just needless and oftentimes selfish and excessive communication, if we could communicate with our own true nature, which is ananda, which is full of bliss, full of happiness, and we can chant, being like antennas, when we chant these mantras or when we pray, we're actually transmitting the grace of God, the joy of our heart, and it's going everywhere. When we chant these beautiful mantras, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. See, when you're raising your arms, you're just like little antennas. And two things are happening when you raise your arms and chant. Is you're receiving the grace of God, which purifies us, awakens us. And immediately as we're receiving it, we're also transmitting it. Transmitting that grace, that purifying sound vibration, which is billions and trillions of times more powerful than any radio waves. It's a divine vibration, and we actually fill the entire creation with that sound vibration, and it's purifying. And when people actually find satisfaction and become in tune with themselves through this beautiful culture of Vedic Sanatan Dharma and Bhakti, then we don't need to use these excessive technologies for needless purposes. If we do use them, it's for seva, it's for the well-being of others. It's not just whimsical. And this is the great treasure that India has for the world. When Srila Prabhupada was asked in London, why did you come here? Srila Prabhupada said, you British people took all the wealth and treasures from India. The diamonds from the temples and so much. They would take, Indians would grow tea, and the British would bring all the tea to England and put it in boxes and then send it back and sell it to the people of India. So taking. He said, but you forgot the most valuable treasure. Our culture. And I've come to bring to England and bring to the whole world what you forgot to take. And the essence of that culture is how in every walk of life, and this concept of Sanatan Dharma includes the essence of every religion, how to actually awaken our souls, awaken the love of God within ourselves and be an instrument of compassion, of grace. And the easiest, most powerful way of doing it is through tuning in to these beautiful mantras. Receiving, becoming transformed, and then transmitting and transforming the world. If we understand the value of the simple things that we have, we could really be instruments of change and bring a joy that is beyond birth and death, awareness of the eternal soul and the eternal goodness of the soul. That is, in essence, how we want to see India rise, like the sun, to give light to the whole world. Thank you very much.